flown, I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
A man lies awake in the dark, listening to the wind. Outside, the small town crouches under the whip of the storm. The man is waiting, waiting for the news that will turn him into a hunted thing, into a person who must watch every word he utters. Soon he will be joined by an eternal companion, whose name is Fear.
Lucien, is that you?
Dave, I've done it. It's horrible, horrible.
Oh, don't talk on the phone, you fool. I'm coming over to attend to things right away. Where is he, Lucy?
In the bedroom.
Yes. Yes, he's dead, all right.
What will he do?
There's a new water main being laid at the end of Hope Street. A most enticing ditch. It's going to be a pleasant job digging in this weather in red mud. The things men do for love.
Oh, darling. Tell her we can soon be together.
I'm going to pack a case for him right now. I know what a man would take. As soon as it's light, you'll drive round to his people and tell them he's gone and taken his things and left you flat for another woman. Now go and get properly dressed, hastily, but no makeup. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
I'll see to this end of things.
I picked up the gun. It just went off.
Yes, I know. Guns do. That's what you pick them up for. How often haven't you heard the phrase or read it in the reports of some sordid murder case? I pointed the gun just to frighten him. Yes. But the finger on the trigger betrays the real intention.
Oh, I'm a murderess. It went off so easily.
Lucy, get hold of yourself, darling.
Dave, darling. You love me? Do you really love me?
Why do you think I'm doing this?
Tell me you love me.
Later, Lucy. This is a time for hard thinking and calculated action.
But I must know. Roger loved me in his way.
It's too late for regrets. No regrets for Roger, eh? Now look, don't ring me or send me notes. Ignore me. You must, and remember this. We're tied together by blood guilt, my girl. We both face the hangman's rope, the shame of the public dock, the judge and the jury, idiots and time servers, all that legal crew. And where's the gun?
It fired, and I just dropped it.
All right, I'll break it up. Well, it'll be dawn soon, and the sky's breaking now. So dress and get over to his people's place. That sister of his will be so upset he's left you. She was always so fond of you, Lucy.
Lucien, you asked for it. You really did.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Yes, but I am saying it. My dear sister-in-law, you may have meant nothing at all by it.
By what exactly?
Oh, by your silly flirtations. A kiss in a dark passage, silly words said foolishly, holding hands in the back of a car going to a party. Nothing, I grant. But he took it badly. Roger loved you, and I'm sure he still does. And he's very possessive.
I don't see what business it is of yours. It's all over in any case.
Well, now look here. I understood you wanted to get him back. I thought that's why you came to me.
But, of course, Mary. But I think there's someone else.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I know my brother. Now, all he did... Excuse me. Mary Hartman speaking.
Hello, sister mine.
Oh,
Roger speaking. I rang home, but there was no reply.
Your poor wife's here. I've been hearing about your escapades. You frightened the poor child to death. Who is it, Roger?
Look, the lines were down and I couldn't telephone her. There was some water in the carburetor.
You said it's Roger.
Well, the poor girl's frantic and thinks you've left her for another. Here, I'll put her on.
It can't be Roger.
But it is. Here, come on, talk to him yourself.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Roger?
Hello, Lambkin. I was just telling
Mary. It's Roger. It really is.
Hello, Galloway here.
Dave, I had to ring you.
You little fool, what did I tell you?
Oh, no, please be kind to me.
Well, what is it?
The most dreadful thing.
Police? Not yet already, surely.
I wish it was. No, Roger telephoned me at Mary's place.
Roger telephoned you? You're going out of your mind.
Mary talked to him, too.
Look, where Roger is, there are no telephones. Now, take a bus to Center Square. I'll be waiting in my car with the engine running. Don't dress like a Paris model, please. Just wear an old raincoat and no makeup. I'll try to look as unlike a bird of paradise as you can and as much like an ordinary housewife as you can, right?
Dave.
Hello, Lucy. Now, what is all this nonsense about?
My nerves are going. Dave, I spoke to Roger on the telephone. Oh,
Lucy, somebody impersonating Roger.
No! Look, Dave. Who would have known but Roger himself? Who would have known to telephone Mary, his sister? Who else would have known that Roger had stayed away all night? Who? And I know you don't love me.
Lucy,
I'll be punished.
Please.
And that isn't the worst. It's knowing he's there somewhere, just out of sight or touch, laughing at
now,
his
Lucy,
story.
Please, Lucy, quiet.
You don't love me. You never did.
But, darling, please, I don't think I'm living under a terrible strain, too. I've been trying so hard not to love you, so that if anyone said your name, my pulse wouldn't beat any faster. Until we can meet again, always.
It doesn't matter much now.
But when we get out of the traffic, we can stop and talk, right? Now, Lucien, you must try to understand. If things happen as you say they did, well, I can't explain it. Unless it's a fact that if a person dies, suddenly, that is, well, the personality fades, but does not die itself instantly.
Take me home, please, Dave.
You know, I can't, Lucy.
I can't walk. Then take me to the police. I can talk there. I can cleanse my conscience. I didn't think I had one.
My poor girl. You're under quite a strain, aren't you? But just think of Sergeant Thompson, the desk sergeant down at the station. A sympathetic man. And so is his Chief Inspector Mullins. But they are the two figures at the portals where the crowd file in to watch the show, you know, where the judges sit and the jury lick their lips eager to hand down their verdict. Thumbs down, let them die. Lucien, I'd take you home now. I'll drop you at the corner. After all, I was... Sorry, am your husband's friend. Remember, he's still supposed to be alive. Now, try to sit it out, but ring me if you have to. If you have to. Either at home or at the office. After all, come to think of it, if your husband had left you, you'd go to a male friend for advice, wouldn't you? That's natural enough.
You still love me. You don't know how much that means.
Oh, just keep a grip on yourself. Yes. We'll meet again somewhere, right? Then this nightmare will be over. I'd better take you home now, I suppose.
Inspector Carney?
Thanks. I have a difficult sort of inquiry to make, if you understand me. Concerns your brother, Roger. He would be your brother, wouldn't he? Mr. Roger Harkness.
Yes, Roger's my brother. What's he been doing?
Where is he, miss?
Well, I don't know. He had a small misunderstanding with his wife.
Ah, the so beautiful Lucienne.
Oh, that's right. Do you know her?
I know everybody. But where is Roger?
I wish I knew.
Worrying, isn't it? It worries you and it worries me. Yes, very worrying.
But what on earth has he done?
Made himself conspicuous, miss. Conspicuous, that is, by his absence, if you understand me.
Well,
Lucy, right at your own doorstep. Forget now. Try and stay collected, huh?
Oh, my darling, you've cleared the shadows for me. Oh, bless you. I can... Dave?
What's the matter?
There's a man. Man watching my front door.
Why?
You can just see him on the corner. Dave! Dave! It's Roger!
Tell me, Miss Hargreaves, did you ever read the great William Shakespeare?
Yes, Inspector, but I don't see what he has to do with my brother's disappearance.
Very enlightening for a detective, Shakespeare is. Julius Caesar is a very credible murder case, and so is Macbeth. Strong motive and the lot. And the thing that catches murderers.
Murderers?
Yes, guilt. Not remorse, guilt. All the perfumes of Arabia can't sweeten this little hand. Not that my hand is little, you understand, but the women have little hands. Lucien has a small hand and dainty.
Are you trying to tell me Lucien killed my brother?
And another thing about Shakespeare, he was red hot on the supernatural signs and portents and such. Like a tall man carrying a sack through the rain. Like a workman's shed broken into and a pick and shovel stolen on a pouring wet night.
What are you trying to say?
And great Caesar's ghost doomed for a certain time to walk the night. Tell me, who steals shovels on a wet night? And why? To dig up the allotment? No, miss, I won't buy that.
Please tell me plainly what you suspect.
Funny business, or dirty work. No decent petty thief ever stole a shovel in the rain. Crime statistics drop sharpish if it paws cats and dogs. Look here, in my notebook. Report of tool shed robbery, we've discussed that. And Mrs. McGinnis sees a well-dressed man carrying a large and heavy sack to a car. Why, I wonder? Is it a hobby or something?
Can't you tell me what you're after, Inspector Carney?
I've nothing but suspicions. I need more to dig up all that lovely new water pipe. My idea was that you might be able to tell me where your brother is. Or say you were worried about his disappearance.
His wife said he left her on Wednesday, the day of the storm. She came round the next morning to tell me her sad news, that he'd left her for another woman.
Ah, and it was Wednesday night when the storm was at its worst that Mrs. McGinnis saw the well-dressed man with a large sack.
Well, my brother wasn't in the sack, because I spoke to him on Thursday morning.
In person?
On the telephone.
Any possibility of it being a double? Somebody faking his voice?
Not a chance, Inspector, and I should know.
Well, I'm glad to say there goes my murder case. I'll be getting along. Do you know a man called Dave Garraway?
He's a friend of my brother's, or rather of Lucien's.
Ah, a very good expression for a detective, that, Miss Harkness. Full of implied wisdom and secret knowledge, and what does it mean? Nothing. But I'm baffled. Honestly, I am. Thank you, Miss Harkness. So you spoke to him Thursday morning? I can let myself out.
Galloway, export department.
Dave, I must see you.
That's impossible, Lucy.
I must. He's here.
Listen, the big boy is here, the general manager.
No, madam, I'm sorry. That model is out of stock.
He's
sorry.
He's standing on the corner, Dave. He's wearing his old raincoat. His hat's on the back of his head.
I mean
Roger. I'm watching him. He's leaning on the lamppost.
Look, I'm coming around as soon as I can. Could you be mistaken?
No. But he's gone.
What?
I took my eye off him for a moment.
Poor kid, your nerves are all shot to pieces.
What can they do to you?
Ghosts, they can't harm you, Lucy.
They can drive you mad, can't they? They can kill you that way.
I'll be over as soon as I can. I'll bring something to steady your nerves. I can't talk anymore.
Galloway?
Yes, Mr. Smee?
There's a gentleman from the police to see you.
From the police?
I hope it's all right, Galloway.
Why, just something I must have witnessed, sir, I suppose. Where is he, sir?
In my office. Now, you'd better see him there. His name is Carney. Inspector Carney.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hello, Galloway.
Hello yourself. And what exactly do you mean by coming to my office?
Where's Roger?
Roger Harkness? Why ask me?
We'd like to know which bit of the water main to dig up.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. I know all I want to from you, thanks. I never forget a face, Garraway. Or a record.
My record? Look, I'm clean, Carney. If you want to dig out my record, go and play it on your gramophone.
Afternoon, Garraway. Shocking bad manners, even for a murderer.
Lucy! Dave!
Dave, I was going mad. Mad, where were you?
Shaking off the police.
The police?
Just get two glasses and we're not dead yet, huh?
Where's your car?
Dane Street.
You walked here?
Through Garden Passage and across the court.
You saw nobody?
Nobody.
Look towards the court.
What?
Don't part the curtains too obviously.
All right. Yes. I see. I see his face in the light. It's him, all right. I must have walked right past him, and I didn't see him.
What shall we do?
Well, that's Roger Harkness or his ghost. Oh. I'm not afraid of either of them. I despised him when he was alive, and I'll get the glasses. Here we are. 15-year-old stuff. Take a good drink. Come on, embrace yourself.
We're done for, Dave.
Well, perhaps. Here's health. Police been here?
No. Why does he wait like that? Why does he want to drive me insane?
You shot him dead, remember?
But you told me to.
All right, let's not quarrel. Lucy, they're going to dig up the pipeline.
I'll look quickly. Dave? Dave, he's coming across the road.
That's absurd.
Absurd, you say? Let me tell you, it's killing me to hear you say absurd. The ghost of a dead man at the door. And you say absurd.
The ghost of a man you killed.
You told me. You
told me. Control yourself, you fool. I'm going to open the door.
No, don't open it. Don't open it.
Roger? It is you, Roger?
Of course, my dear chap. And there's my murdering little wife, bless her. And an excellent bottle of brandy. I propose we have a pleasant drink to celebrate my return to the land of the living. It's with no suggestion of irony that I raise my glass to you, Lucien. Good health. Even if you did kill me. What a woman. She's fainted again.
Come on, lads. Dig, please. I know there's something there.
Well, sir, we've exposed a lot of this pipe.
Don't sound so clinical, Sergeant. You're not doing a post-mortem, you're just digging.
Oh, very well, Inspector Carney, sir. I've never known you wrong yet.
My friend, give the forces of evil a kick in the pants, and let the forces of good win for once.
But you aren't dead. You aren't dead.
It was blank ammunition. Dave and I were going to split the boodle. My insurance, you know, sweetie. You were for the high jump, my pet.
But why? What have I done to you?
You bored me beyond extinction.
But, well, for your information, Dave loves me. Don't you, Dave?
Well, Lucy, you know I do.
Oh, yes. Stop it. Let's level up all round. Dave, Lucien has a head on her shoulders. Let's not fool with this thing. Lucien, my dearest, Dave has a lovely wife, name of Carol. Red-headed girl. Very lovely, if you like the type.
Tell me it isn't true, Dave.
What is it?
That's no sense. It's true. He loves her, and that's all, Lucien. But the game's up. I know when I'm licked. That's why friend Carney is digging up every inch of the pipes. So I show myself to him, cancel the contract, and quit.
Oh, you're cheap and filthy, both of you. Do you hear me?
The gun was loaded with blanks. Dave, your lover, my dear, disposed of my unhappy corpse.
You devils!
Ah, that will be Kearney, my friend. On cue as ever.
Kearney?
They've dug up half the plumbing around here.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, I'm not there, am I? It's rather a waste.
Open up! This is the police. I know you're in there.
Roger, let him in.
As you like, Dev.
Lucian. Darling, Luce. Please try to understand. I did love you. I do love you. The swine here, Roger, sold me for his own safety. I saw the opportunity for us to be together, darling, legally.
Legally? With your red-headed wife?
Come in, Inspector. You going to arrest me?
No. He's come to arrest me.
Come on, Galloway. I hope you'll come quietly if I'm tired out.
What do you want?
For the murder of the little lady found dead in that cruel grave in the clay. The red-headed pretty girl. I want you, Galloway, for the murder of your wife.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present The Creaking Door.